My name is Quinn Mitchell, and this is Into the Tussle. Today, I will discuss how my generation, Gen Z, is being misrepresented in the media. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. Today is June 8th. It is a Saturday, and first things first, last month, I published two new op-eds. The first one was for CNN. It is about the importance of young journalists and my experiences in the presidential primary here in New Hampshire. And the second one was for a nonprofit news organization, Huawei, where I will be, by the way, writing for throughout the year on a number of issues heading into the election. And that piece was just about my experiences at a Donald Trump rally and what I learned from it. All right, now that we have that out of the way, today I want to talk about my generation. Gen Z, because I know that people want to understand my generation, you know, what we view as our most important issues, or, you know, what we're concerned about, and recently, this is my thesis, coverage has tried to answer this question in a way that has felt, like, increasingly more unrepresentative, holding up a small but vocal minority as a representation of my entire generation, and, you know, in this thesis, it's going to be presented throughout the piece, through a number of studies. These studies are mostly, are pretty much all actually Tufts, from Tufts, researchers at Tufts and the Harvard Institute of Politics. I'll link the studies on my website if you want to take a look and look into them more. And, you know, a lot of people don't talk to Gen Z day in or day out. You know, a lot of people do, they watch TV. So most people form their opinions of my generation through what they see portrayed on the media. Usually these are the fiery scenes, such as students occupying college campuses, you know, storming buildings at Columbia, or Greta Thunberg delivering a fiery speech at the UN. And as the media highlights these outspoken members of Gen Z, many, many people believe this to be a representative sample of my generation. And from this, form the conclusion that my generation's top concerns are the Israel-Gaza crisis and our, you know, warming climate. And I sort of fell victim to this too. I believe that because I listened to my politically engaged peers, the ones who attended rallies, and I'd seen this coverage day in and day out about Gen Z taking to the streets and whatnot. So I went to research that. And I found that recent studies shown that my generation has a far simpler, less exciting, and hardly talked about answer to our top concerns. A Tufts study found that, and I quote, while young people's views and actions on social issues like abortion and gun violence often garner the most attention and remain highly salient, young people are sending a clear message that their primary concern is the economy, end quote. In the study, and I quote, 53% chose the cost of living slash inflation among their three top issues, following by jobs that pay a living wage, 28%, addressing climate change, and gun violence prevention, both 26%, end quote. And in addition, when Harvard Institute of Politics asked Gen Z what was most important to them, they found actually out of 16 different issues, inflation topped the table, with climate change near the bottom, and Israel-Palestine second to last. In short, these researchers at Harvard and Tufts found that Gen Z mainly cares about the same fundamental issues that ordinary Americans do. And these fundamental issues are economic concerns. And, you know, there is one outlier in this data, and it was that in the Tufts study, and I believe it was a Tufts study, correct me if I'm wrong, it showed that an economic concern, which was student loan debt, finished last at like 14%, I believe it was, out of all the concerns. But I believe in 5 to 10 years, you know, as Gen Z starts to see, because we're still a very young generation, and as Gen Z starts to see more of the effects of student loans, I believe that number will rise and eventually reach its way to the top, because I just don't think enough of Gen Z have experienced student loans yet, and that 14% are likely the older members of my generation. So that was the outlier I mainly saw in these. And keep in mind that there are very few widespread studies at Gen Z, and these were the more recent I could find. So yeah, and you know, you should keep in mind that too many people have taken the smallest yet loudest portion of my generation as a representation of Gen Z. These people are the student protesters, the Greta Thunbergs, the activists, also known as the people you see on the news. Because it is, you know, it's not as fun and it's not as exciting learning or looking at data that shows Gen Z's concerns or economic, or just talking about Gen Z having economic concerns, rather than it is showing students like storming buildings at Columbia. Those firing scenes are more entertaining almost. It's more boring to highlight the economic concerns, right? So according to the same Harvard Institute of Politics study, only 14% of Gen Z had attended a political rally or demonstration, with 27% being politically engaged. It is also quite hard to reach this untapped portion of my generation, the people who are not the 27, the 14%. The 14 and the 27% are the people who want to talk about politics, who want to talk to the media, and it's quite easier for the media to show up and interview this 14%. And leave believing that, hey, you know, I've heard, you know, some young people voices, they're quite passionate, you know, I've heard the voice of Gen Z, quote unquote, you know, but people, keep in mind, when you look in the media and you see these passionate pro-Palestinian protesters or passionate climate protesters, that is the 14%. You're not, there's still 86% more of my generation who you're not hearing from. You're not hearing what they think, what they're experiencing. You're hearing from a very vocal minority, and the media has left that vocal minority to represent a majority. And due to this, campaigns have listened to this minority of Gen Z in recent years. And they believe that you can engage a majority of youth voters with issues like student loans, abortion, and climate change. And while this may work sometimes, and I do believe that these, I think a majority of Gen Z does find these issues important and does have some sort of view, it's just not their top concern, because I think these issues, I think there are portions of Gen Z who feel very, very passionate and driven or maybe pissed off or really angry about these issues, but I don't think there's a single one issue there where every single Gen Zer sees the effects of, maybe climate change more than others, but my point is that most of these social issues, Gen Zers aren't seeing the effects of. You know what they are seeing the effects of? The economic issues. They are seeing on their bill, you know, they're seeing in other places, you know, right? Economic issues impact all of Gen Z, while social issues impact a small, but that small portion are usually very passionate about it, I found. And I believe the data represents that. So when campaigns engage youth voters with issues like that, this may work sometimes to engage, and this mostly works with the politically engaged bloc. But again, the data indicates that this isn't an effective way to Gen Z, to engage Gen Z. I believe maybe a more effective way would of understanding how to get Gen Z would be to start listening to all of us and not just a subset. In conclusion, I would like to note that I'm not a representation of Gen Z. I'm the 14%, I'm the 27%, I've attended a rally or demonstration, I'm politically involved and whatnot. But like the rest of the country, you know, not a lot of people are politically in tuned. So that leaves most of the generation just untapped. You know, I'm the minority. The true representation of this generation is the untapped majority, with drastically different viewpoints than the 14%. It is time to stop letting the minority be a representative sample of a diverse generation. And as workers at the Bill Clinton campaign salary day, it's the economy, stupid. And history repeats itself. So if you have any questions, queries, negative thoughts, contradicting data even, you can email me at quinmitchell2024@gmail.com with whatever you want to talk about. I will try and get back to you. I think that's all I have to go over. Take a look at my offense. All right, thank you all. Bye-bye.